Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's do this!
And now, Chuck and Winkler. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.
Listen up, people!
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bryant Scalabrine to join us momentarily. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman as we talk Brewers. Phillies, they won. That's it. We'll talk Bucks, Raptors. And last hour, to close the hour, I told you about my desire to, if the Bucks win the championship, flip a car. You know, a little zany morning radio stuff.
Yeah.
Cameron says they've got an 85 Toyota that you can have for $200. Sean says, come on, Chuck, I agree with Bart that flipping a car is the only reasonable expression of joy to celebrate a championship. I will donate as soon as my ex-wife cashes her alimony check. Love the show. And Brandon says, hashtag flip the trolley.
So, okay, well, don't do that.
No, come on.
Some of you.
No.
All right, you know, I mean, you guys want to be all, you know, on the up and up.
Isn't it an alpha thing to do to flip a car?
No, it's a stupid thing to do. Oh. Yeah, come on. And then you flip a car? You're not serious, are you? And that guy ain't serious, is he?
Chuck. I'm Bart. Joining us on the line, Radio.com Sports Insider and SiriusXM NBA host, Bryant Scalabrine, back on the program. Thank you for some time. How you doing?
I'm good. But what is the appropriate way to celebrate a championship?
Well, if not Bucks win for the first time in my lifetime, I would like to see. Here's what I'm saying, because it'll bring me closer with the people. Mm-hmm. I can flip a car. It's going to not be somebody's new car. I will buy a junk car, so I'm not doing any damage. Plus the people, Brian, that have to clean it up, I'm creating jobs in Milwaukee.
You're creating nonsense, though, for those people.
Hey, what a great way of looking at
it. How about that?
Do you know, there is a chance that if they do win a championship and I've already put your name to that, that they could make an example out of you.
Car gets flipped, they're going to look back at me as the source.
They are.
And I could just be sitting in my living room and I'm busted.
Well, that's what I'm telling you, man. We got to stop this right now. We don't want to start some, you know, we got some little influence out there, it seems. So yeah. We don't want to start anything. We don't want any problems in the city. No.
Good thing we had Scalabrine on to set us straight.
I've been telling you that for the last 10 minutes. Flipping things, if they win a championship and turning this town upside down, is not a good idea.
Chuck, who am I going to trust? A former NBA champion?
Idea.
Or a former girls' state assistant coach high school champion?
Both of us.
I'm going to go with the NBA champion.
Both of us are older guys. We know. We've been through this. All right, so
I will say this. One of the greatest days ever, and I think everyone should do this. Even like kids that win like AAU championships, just take seltzer water and explode it. Because when I was popping the bottles of champagne after we won in 2008, it was one of the funnest things I've ever done. Loud music, champagne, it was great. So for kids, you know, seltzer, you know, carbonated water, whatever it is. It is the fun thing.
There's got to be some expression of something. You can't just be like, high five.
Well, but it can't be like violence.
Well, that's not violence.
Violence?
No.
Turning over cars?
I don't know about the car, flipping a car, or burning a car. I don't know about all that.
No. So what did you see in game one? You know, obviously there's things that went wrong for Toronto, things that went wrong for the Milwaukee Bucks, that the Bucks, as many things that went wrong for the Bucks, they still found a way to win by 8 points.
Yeah, so I think it is very similar to the Boston Celtic game, except add in Malcolm Brogdon, who didn't play in game one, and then add in incredible performance by Lopez. So I think Toronto missed out on a golden opportunity to take a little bit of hold of this series. But if you're thinking that these two teams are on the same level, they're not. I just think Milwaukee is so much better. I think Milwaukee has so many different guys where you can get unexpected contributions from, versus Toronto, you are like praying and hoping that you get contributions from a Kyle Lowry again, a Ibaka, or a Gasol. So, listen, I might be wrong. I miss a lot of the time. And that's not what you want to hear an analyst say. But to me, this Bucks team is so much better. And you keep your eye out on the Golden State side and what's going on with Kevin Durant. Talking about flipping cars and burning cars and all that stuff, this is a real possibility for them this year.
Okay, good. Let's just forget the Toronto series. We're going to win that. Bucks are going to win it.
We shouldn't go that far.
No, ahead. Well, Chuck and I are going to. Okay. We're winning this series. Okay. We're already talking about flipping cars, so I do want to talk about perspective or a possible Golden State-Milwaukee series. And I want to talk about what you just brought up, because you've been around this Golden State team. You've seen them before Kevin Durant came in there. Is it true that they're better? I mean, they're not better without Kevin Durant, but everybody seems to like them better. So do the Bucks have what kind of chance do they have to beat them with Durant and without Durant?
With Durant, I think it's a conversation, and we'll get to that. I'm sure you guys will call me back, and we'll talk about that when this does happen. But without Durant,
it'll be my one call from jail when I flip a car.
No, it'll be before the series. But,
oh, okay.
I don't think I'm crazy, and people in the NBA also second this. Without Durant, there's no way they beat. I can't see the Golden State Warriors beating Milwaukee without Kevin Durant. So he is a big part of it. The Bucks are going to be able to guard all that stuff, like all the movement. They know that. Budenholzer knows that type of offense. He knows, like here's a play that keeps happening. You see Steph Curry drive to the basket and kick it. And everybody else that's ever played basketball knows when a guy drives and kicks, you kind of exhale, like, okay, good. Now what do I have to do? Steph Curry keeps running and coming off a screen on the other side. And last night, like, Portland limped to the finish during times of that game. And that third quarter, they acted like they didn't want to be out there. The one thing I know about this Bucks team is they're kind of relentless in the sense that they just keep coming at you. And sometimes they take some crazy wild shots and you're scratching your head, but it's who they are, and that's the way you have to play if you're going to beat the Warriors. Then factor into. Now, I will say I think Giannis is an impossible matchup over the course of seven games. They do, and if I had to pick one guy in the NBA to guard him outside of probably LeBron, it would be Draymond Green. And so that is interesting to see if Giannis could impose his will on a guy like Draymond Green, who's been playing really well right now. I mean, he's playing at a whole nother level than what we've seen in the regular season. But I just think for the Warriors, they're going to be the team that needs to establish pace and kind of take the air out of the ball a little bit against the Bucks. And Kevin Durant's the perfect guy to do that. But hey, listen, if Kevin Durant comes back, it'll be tough for the Bucks to beat him. I think they could, but without Kevin Durant, I cannot see them. I can't see the Warriors beating the Bucks without Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean the Bucks have such a championship makeup right now. Toronto doesn't have it.
They do.
I don't think Portland's got it, even though they gave Golden State a little run there last night. I mean, there's only two teams with championship makeup: Golden State and Milwaukee left in the playoffs.
Yeah, and that championship makeup is more like being relentless, playing hard when things aren't going well. Like when Toronto, when things started going sideways for them, they sort of let go of the rope. They were hoping that other people would make shots versus, like, forcing the issue. Kyle Lowry was fine in the fourth quarter, but where are the rest of the guys at? That's not what a championship makeup is. The Bucks, like, with these unexpected contributions, anybody, and we've seen it throughout the playoffs, can go off at any time. Like, George Hill had his moments. Brogdon was great. Lopez was great. Mirotic had a quarter where he was great. So they have all this, which is, to me, a championship makeup, even more so than what you're seeing with the Warriors right now. Now, the Warrior role players and defensively, the way they're moving the ball, and Draymond and his, you know, his 1-2 combination to Kayvon Looney, they've been there before. They have it, but the Bucks have a lot of weapons. So it will be interesting. But once you add in KD to that mix, it's a whole kind of different conversation. It is the KD Giannis matchup. How is that going to work? Who's going to guard him? But Giannis he has the right mindset to go against KD, which is you score on me, I'm attacking you on the other end of the floor.
Talking with Radio.com Sports Insider and SiriusXM NBA host Brian Scalabrine here on Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. We will bring it back to present day because, you know, for a team that we haven't experienced something like this in a long time, we're up 1-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals, and we're looking ahead to the Finals. But if you are Toronto, with the way that you played, you outshot the Bucks, you gave maybe the Bucks your best effort. I know some of the guys did struggle a little bit, but Lowry was, you know, as good as he's been in the playoffs ever. How do you refocus and look at a team like Milwaukee? How do you go out there and try to beat them? I wonder what Nick Nurse and these guys are saying to Toronto about how they cannot just beat them once, but twice, three, four times to go on to the Finals on their behalf.
So the two guys is going to be Ibaka and Gasol. So it's okay. There's one thing, like, to me in game one, Gasol was just participating out there. Now there's participating and then there's competing to win. Gasol took shots just to take them because he's supposed to take them versus, and I don't know, for everybody out there that's playing, sometimes you do that, and sometimes you're, like, so focused on winning that you don't think about anything and you let that ball fly. Like, Gasol and Ibaka, they need to get to the point where as that ball is coming to them in the air, they're thinking to themselves, like, I can't believe you left me open. I'm going to make this shot. I'm going to make you pay for leaving me wide open because you can continue to focus on the guards and guys coming off the screen. But to me, they both participated in the game. Now they have to get to the point where they're going to try to play to win the game. And it's a big difference. And maybe to the naked eye, it doesn't look like it's that big of a difference. It's a huge difference when that ball is coming to you and you know, like, I'm going to take this shot and I'm going to force you guys into making a tough decision. So if I'm Nick Nurse, I'm like, I guess, implementing a ton of confidence in those guys, saying, this is how we're going to win. We need you to take these and make these, and you got to put pressure on yourself to make shots because this is the Eastern Conference Finals, and the Bucks are a team that plays with the gunslinger mentality. We got to have a little bit more gunslinger mentality than what we had in game one. Now, Kyle Lowry had that gunslinger mentality, which was great. He also needs to back it up, but my focus would really be on Gasol and Ibaka and getting something out of those guys when they're on the floor, because if you get nothing from them, then where do you go to? How do you match them punch for punch when the Bucks have all these different guys that can score at any given time?
Now, last year during the Boston series, if a team goes up 3-1, does that sink a team? If the Bucks go up 2-0 on the Raptors, does that deflate the Raptors a little bit?
No. Every team, when they go home, you know, NBA players, whether it's false confidence or real confidence, they do believe in themselves that they can take care of business going back home. So I do think that the Raptors would think, we'll just take care of home. The difference would be if Milwaukee comes out, let's say they are up 2-0 and Milwaukee comes out and it really punches them in the mouth. At that point, then does Toronto start thinking, oh my gosh, our back is against the wall. How are we going to perform? Kawhi Leonard, he is not going to be fazed by that. The rest of the guys, they might be.
Brian Scalabrine joining us. One more for you, Brian. You're, you know, a tall man. To see what Brooke Lopez is doing with the Bucks from three, you wish you could play in that era where you could just chuck threes and be great at it?
So the way I look at that, and it's not me being self-deprecating or anything like that. I thought I was a very unique player in 01 where I was like a forward, like a power forward who can defend my position to a certain extent and stretch the floor. And there weren't that many of those guys out there. Now, you start to look around, man, there's like five or six guys like me on every team. So in one sense, I would say, oh, yeah, I would fit in really well with this. In the other sense, I'd say, well, I'm just a dime a dozen. Why are they going to pick me over any of these other guys? So I kind of feel the latter is true. I think I wouldn't have had that great of an opportunity because there would have been another really good player, probably a better athlete than me, that can do exactly what I do, which would probably not allow me to play in the league. So, hey, I'm really happy with what I got when I did it. I just think the league has changed a lot, and the skill level has changed a lot. Now, maybe I would have adapted to that. That would have been great. But if I'm just using my game and my skill set, it probably wouldn't have stood out the way it did, and which gave me an opportunity to play.
Brian, we'll try to talk to you before Bucks Warriors, assuming that happens. And then you will be my one phone call from jail after I flip.
You got it.
Brian Scalabrine, appreciate
right.
it, man.
Hey, Brian.
Radio.com Sports Insider, Brian Scalabrine. You can find Brian at SiriusXM NBA weekday mornings. He joins us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
All right. Now that we get that out of your system about turning over cars. I hope we did. We didn't, do we?
No. It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. We will wrap things up in a little bit. Bill Michaels coming up at 10 o'clock. We should talk a little bit about the Brewers because they've got a guy on that team who is better than anybody in the league, and nobody's giving him the proper credit for it. It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins on The Fan.
Before each and every game.
Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Oh, man, I hope you're all having a good Friday. Chuck and Winkler. Yeah, award-winning Chuck and Winkler. I'm Frames.
Oh, have you heard?
Bart Winkler. It's the other half of this tag team combination that wins championships after championships. And this update, of course, brought to you by, or this part of the show brought to you by Amazon. Amazon is hiring full-time delivery drivers in Sussex and enjoy competitive pay while delivering packages in homes to retail locations as well. Deliver thousands of smiles with Amazon. Apply at Amazon.com/driverjobs. Amazon's an equal opportunity employer. Yes, the tag team champions of Milwaukee. Should make belts.
You're kind of like the Marty Jannetty of this show.
I was thinking kind of like we would be like Simon and Garfunkel. I'd be Paul Simon. You'd be Garfunkel. You had a little wilder hair. Yeah, I was thinking
me.
Like
I don't have any hair.
Hall.
You got
Oates.
The wild hair.
Daryl Hall, John Oates.
Yeah, we could be them.
We could be them. Yeah.
How about the Usos?
Not familiar with the wrestling team.
Yeah, Usos.
Yeah. Not familiar with who is who.
Line up to the Uso Penitentiary.
They're still going? They've been on there for a lot, maybe 7-8 years.
They're one of the
now.
Best tag teams of all time.
Yeah. They got a good push because they're the Rock's family, too, aren't they? Part of that family?
Yeah, they're related to Roman.
Yeah.
A little bit. Also, they got a good push because they're good.
Well, are they over?
Oh, yeah. People like them.
Are they over? Okay.
Yeah. Zach Davies, guys. The Brewers won 3 of 4 from the Phillies, which, again, it just feels like, I as much as I love the Bucks time of the year here, I feel like I'm not doing enough justice to my beloved Brew Crew. You know, you're able to watch the game yesterday, day game. Wednesday night, you watch the Bucks game instead and you try to find out what happens, watch some highlights. But 11-3 yesterday, Zach Davies, another solid performance on the hill, just one earned run in 6 innings pitched. So across all of baseball, Zach Davies' ERA is 1.54 through 9 starts, about 53 innings. The best ERA among eligible pitchers in baseball is young Zach Davies.
Yeah, yeah. And thank God he's 5-0, and they win when he goes out there. He pitches well. They give him a little offensive support like yesterday. Gave up that first inning home run to Segura, one of our guys, our former guys, and then gets on a roll after that and eventually turns it over to the bullpen. But I thought, okay, can they at least get a split in Philadelphia after dropping that first game? But they came back and won the final three. And, it seems like these afternoon games on the road at Philadelphia, Brewers have difficulty getting the job done. And I thought after Davies gave up that first inning home run by Segura, is this the day that Davies gets his lunch handed to him? It wasn't the case. He got on a roll, and they win.
Moustakas had a homer. Grandal had a homer. Yelich had 2 on the road, which is something he had not been doing. So he's got a major league leading 18. Keston Hira, who had a real good debut on Tuesday, has gone 0 for the last couple of days. Still, I think looks, comfortable enough at the plate. Just kind of work out the kinks and adjust to major league hitting. I don't think at any point do you, now that you called him up, I don't think there's at any point you send him down at all. So keep putting Keston out there, let him adjust, and let him keep.
Oh, if he continues to struggle, they won't keep him on the roster. They'll send him down to AAA. If he struggles and he's hurting the team.
All right. How many offers do you have to have in a row?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just saying if he goes on a prolonged slump, I think they will not hesitate at all to send him down. Only guy who's got to be loving this is Travis Shaw.
I mean, it's just 2 games.
But no, I know. I'm just saying if he's not hitting, they're not keeping him on the roster. They'll keep him on the roster as long as he's hitting and he's adding to the team, but they're not going to have any talent.
If you're going to bring him up and put that Super 2 and his contract and arbitration years in jeopardy, you're not just going to send him down after 10 days.
No, I'm saying if he's struggling, Bart, they'll give him a shot at it here, but they're not going to, they've sent down prospects before. They've sent down Arcia when he has struggled. So if a guy is not hitting his weight, all right, and he's talented enough where he should be able to be on this roster. But I'm just telling you, if he's not contributing to this team, yeah, they'll send him down and let him get worked out down there. If they feel he's overwhelmed at the major league level, if that's the case, they're not going to let him continue to struggle up here.
414-799-1250. As we've all been focused on the Bucks, let's check in on the NL Central standing, shall we?
Oh, I'm still keeping an eye on it, too.
It got closer. The Cubs still do lead this division. 25-16. The Milwaukee Brewers have climbed back to a half game back in the NL Central. The Cardinals. What's going on with the Cardinals? Three and a half back.
I don't know.
Just two games over 500.
I feel they lose every day. They were 10 above 500 at one point. But lost again to Atlanta last night. I get the alerts on my phone for St. Louis games. And every time, Cardinals lose. Cardinals lose, man. They look like they were going to be a serious threat in this division, man. I feel like ever since that coach from Clemson visited them, they have not been playing well.
Dabo Sweeney?
Yes, Dabo visited them, and they have not played well at all since then.
But he visited the Brewers. They've been playing well.
Absolutely, but I'm saying he didn't do well for the Cardinals.
You know, the Cardinals are just in their swoon. Every one of these teams, the Cubs started off very bad. The Brewers in the middle got, you know, in some trouble. And now the Cardinals are experiencing that. But it's the Cubs on top. The Brewers half game back. Cardinals 3.5 behind. Pirates 4. Reds 6.5. If you want to look at the wild card, since the Brewers are not in first, they would be tied for the wild card with the Diamondbacks. Braves, Cardinals, Padres all a game out of the... No, they would have the first wild card by 3.5 games.
Yeah, well...
So they're looking good there.
Always want to avoid that, as the Cubs found out last year. Getting into the wild card, even at home, is a bad chance to have 95 wins and you're out after one bad performance or a 13-inning game like last year.
Sean's in Racine at 414-799-1250. Welcome back to the show, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Guys, you know what? I'm thinking that this recent Bucks run in the playoffs has helped you two gel together more. I've heard Freem say my boy Winks like 3 days in a row here. I don't know what's going on, but I like it.
I'm in a good mood because the Bucks are playing well.
That's what I'm saying. This is awesome. It's bringing everybody together.
We haven't had a lot of things to argue
no,
about.
No, yeah, Sean, I'm glad he brought that up because the first time Chuck said my boy Winks, I nearly shed tears.
You're going to pass out? Yeah.
Well, I couldn't believe it.
Things are going well. Let's not jinx it.
Before I get to the Brewers, I got to say, Bart, be smart about this. You and I aren't that old, but we're not that young either. You don't need to pull something or hurt something trying to flip a car on top of the other ramifications you could be dealing with officially.
Yeah, I'm looking more about the damage of being done, not necessarily the damage Bart can do to himself.
Tell you what, I'll buy an old beater. I'll flip it. I'll clean it up.
But you're going to need some help.
Yeah, you're going to flip it on your own. Come on now.
Yeah. Well, I'll get some help. Sean, if you want to take the trunk side, I'll take the
all right.
passenger window.
And okay, the glass that you're going to have to clean
Brewers.
Up?
I'll clean it up.
Okay. For Zach Davies, for the longest time, he's always been
good
more
song.
About location and deception and didn't have the high heater, wasn't getting his fastball up barely above 90, but it was obviously working for him at times enough to the point where he seemed to be the one pitcher we talked about for the last couple of years now that got a ton of run support. So even if he gave up three or four runs, we ended up giving him like eight. So he did fairly well winning games and stuff, but he seems to finally be putting it together now. When you look at other pitchers that basically they've got the high 90s fastball and have to mix in other pitches as they get older. Once the heat goes down and they can't throw it up there that fast, then they got to rely on location and deception. He's already got that down. So it seems like that's playing into his game a lot better. And if he can keep getting the run support that he's been getting in the past, along with him getting better, it seems overall as a pitcher, it's crazy to think that he's turned into basically almost the ace of our pitching rotation since nobody else has stepped up to that extent. I'm hoping that they can finally get all three parts of the team between the starters, the bullpen, and the hitting to start gelling together at the same time because it's always been one or the other.
Yeah, it seems like it hasn't been that way in 5 years.
True, exactly. The other thing I'm looking forward to is hopefully we get Jimmy Nelson back at some point this year. And if we can do that,
I haven't thought about him in years.
This year to have Burns and Peralta out of the bullpen again this year, or send Peralta down so he can keep working on stuff as a starter. Otherwise, Burns seems to be better out of the bullpen. at least for now.
I don't think they've given up plans for Burns to be a starter one day.
Damage as a starter, exactly.
Yeah.
But it is good to see that they're hanging in there even through rough stretches, and they're still right there behind the Cubs. So if they keep this up, they're going to be there right at the end of the year, and hopefully we could be sitting here talking about two teams out of Milwaukee with championships and MVPs in the same season. That would be awesome.
Yeah, well, I mean, Yelich won his. Giannis is going to win his. Maybe A-Rod completes the trifecta. If he has a bounce-back year, maybe comeback player of the year at the very least. But, yeah. No, I think this upcoming season, this summer is going to be great, man, with the Brewers. They're 8 games above 500, and you know, even when they went through a little bit of funk a couple of weeks ago on this last homestand, I didn't think that they were headed in the wrong direction. Just like they were, you know, their pitching wasn't doing too well, but their pitching has turned it around.
That was Sean. Got a tweet from another Sean. He says, "Bart, you should not flip a car at 105.7 FM. The Fan." Is where he sends this in. "You should not flip a car if the Bucks win a championship. You and Chuck should flip one for winning the morning show. Best talk morning show in the state championship. Love the show."
Okay. All right. We can do that. I'm good with that.
Mr. Cheeto tweets in, says, "So glad to listen to you guys. People up north here have no clue." I'm not sure what that's in reference to.
Where's up north?
I don't know.
Menominee Falls?
Mr. Cheeto, let's start to have a little bit of a conversation here.
Yeah, let's.
Over the air and Twitter. Or you could call in 799-1250.
Let's see what you mean, where you're from.
Yeah. Matt says, "Bart, where did you say you heard Drake's coming to the game? He's been on some island vacationing the last couple of days. He flying that new jet to MKE? I don't know, man." I just saw someone tweet it. That's why I said rumors. I'm covering my bases there. I have no inside knowledge that Drake is coming. I just saw someone tweet, "Drake is coming to the game to sit courtside." I don't know if that's true or not. So I said rumors. I covered my bases as a respectable journalist would do.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he'll have a nice seat right up down front. I wonder if Aaron will be there tonight. Aaron and Danica, they're probably due for a Friday night appearance tonight.
Is that sounds so nasty when you say it?
No, I'm just saying. Well, you know, Danica, she always lights up a room, doesn't she? That smile, that you know, she just comes into a room and man, you just feel good about yourself and good about life.
Frank says, "Okay, the time has come, guys. It's time for a 3-man air team. Put Horvy on the marquee. Chuck Winkler and Horvy in the morning. Now." That's from Frank.
Okay, Horvy would love that.
Yeah. What we could do is when we bring Ryan Horvath in here for the last 10, 20 minutes, we could call that part of the show the Ryan Horvath Show. So we could say that our show ends at 6:40 or 9:45, and then new program on the Fan from 9:45 till 10 would be the Ryan Horvath Show.
Well, you know what they do in New York?
He's flipping me off.
Well, that's not such a bad idea.
That's a good idea.
Well, let me tell you this.
The Ryan Horvath Show, 9:45 to 10.
In New York. In New York, they have a, you know, the Chuck and Winklers of New York.
Yeah.
They do a show from 5 a.m. until 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. But before that, from 4:45 to 5 a.m., they have the world's shortest show. So we can offer Harvey the second world's. We can make it 14 minutes.
Yeah, I like that. Milwaukee's already home to the smallest bar in the country.
Sure.
On Brady Street, that really tiny little bar.
What? I didn't know this.
At least in Milwaukee. It's
okay.
Called Milwaukee's Smallest Bar.
Oh, I did not know that.
It's in between two buildings, and it's got 8 seats.
What? Really? What's the name of it? Do you know?
Milwaukee's Smallest Bar.
That's the name of the bar.
That's the name of the bar. You walk
on
right
Brady?
By. On Brady.
How do I not know that? Okay.
You walk right by it.
All right.
Yeah, so it's already, we've got that. I've already got the world's smallest, well, I won't get into that. And then Ryan Horvath can have the world's smallest show.
Yeah.
You know what?
We can get out of here a little early.
Yeah, let's debut it next. The Ryan Horvath Show. Debut.
Hey.
Test run. Backdoor pilot.
They debuted the Bobby Heenan Show one time on TV, and that was a ringing success.
Yeah, the Ryan Horvath Show.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do that coming up next. It'll be a trial run for Horvath to take over.
Yeah. We got to grade him, too.
Yeah. Well, he's going to host.
Yes.
We'll be there.
Okay.
But he's running the
show. Yes, I'm good with that.
You can get us out of break.
All right, Horvath.
All right. So... we'll do that coming up.
He's going to have more than 15 minutes.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Hey, right. Perkins, head there this weekend.
He's got a big smile on his face. He's ready. This is a big moment.
Perkins this weekend, kids eat free after 4 o'clock. That's Saturdays and Tuesdays after 4 at Perkins. Saturdays and Tuesdays after 4, kids eat free. When you go there, you get a meal. The kid will get a free kids meal. Oh, you can't get there till Monday? You wish there was something going on Monday? How about a free slice of pie after 11 o'clock every Monday, no matter what meal you get? They will give you a free slice of pie. Perkins, home of the Strawberry Freshtival, where you can get the fresh strawberry croissant French toast and the fresh strawberry buttermilk pancake platters. That's Perkins all throughout Southeast Wisconsin. Well, that wraps it up for the week for Chuck and Winkler. We had a nice time here with you guys. We'll be back Monday at 6. We'll hang around, though, for the debut of the Ryan Horvath Show.
He might need us.
Coming up next.
Help us along the way.
From 9:45 to 10. A power breakfast of sorts. It's Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
Live from the Golden Chicken of Hales Corners Studios, it's the Ryan Horvath Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Here's your host, Ryan Horvath.
And it is about damn time. 414-799-1250. We got about 15 minutes here. Welcome into the Ryan Horvath Show. Ryan Horvath, alongside my producer, Bart Winkler, phone screener, intern, Chuck Freeman.
Oh,
you can find him on Twitter at Chuck Freeman. Find me at Ryan Horvath. I need more followers, so follow me there. And text my boss, send us some emails, let him know that you enjoy this segment. Bucks Raptors coming up tonight, 7:30 p.m. Game 2 as the Bucks look to take a 2-0 lead on the Raptors. My question for you, 414-799-1250, who's going to be the X factor in tonight's game? We all expect Chris Middleton to shoot a little bit better than the past 3 to 4 games. He's been awful from the floor. A lot of that has to do with he is guarding the other team's best player. Also, not getting to the spots he wants really on the floor, taking contested jumpers. And also in the playoffs, shooting percentages dip a little bit because everybody defends. We all expect Giannis to have another big night. 30-plus, most likely double-digit boards as well. So who else needs to step up? Because what drove me nuts a little bit in Game 1 in the first half was Eric Bledsoe relying on jumpers. You're the strongest guy on the floor. Get to the hole. Especially when Kyle Lowry is defending you. Get to the hole, get to the bucket. I know that's not really the Bucks' game, but I want to see him get to the basket a little bit more. Also, is Mirotić still in the starting lineup tonight? Or do you go with Brogdon? 414-799-1250. This email actually comes in from Randy. He says, Ryan, love the show already. It's been 3 minutes, way better than any other program on the air in all of Milwaukee. Hell, even in Chicago when I drive through. Is this going to be an everyday thing? I think so, Randy. I think it is going to be an everyday thing. Also, let's hit on the Brewers a little bit. You get another series win in Philadelphia. Christian Yelich yesterday, 2 home runs. So there goes the theory that somebody's tipping pitches at Miller Park. Christian Yelich gets it done on the road. Brewers continue to roll. And now they take on the Atlanta Braves this weekend. The Braves, a team that, you know, there was a lot of mixed reaction in the beginning of the season because when you look at the win totals, I saw a lot of guys saying the Braves are going to continue their success because they kind of caught on a little bit last year, made a little bit of a run. And now they're kind of in the middle of the pack. And you look at, and you could say that about a lot of the teams in the National League, a lot of parity in the National League. And then you look at the American League, and it's kind of a mess right now. So what do you want to see from the Brewers this weekend in Atlanta, 414-799-1250?
Well, this is intern Chuck. You want to go to the calls?
Yeah, let's get to the calls.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Who do we got?
Oh, sorry.
I don't have a... Let's go out to Doug in St. Francis. Doug, what's going on today, buddy?
Put me on hold, Chuck.
Worst phone screener in the game.
Hey, is this the Ryan Horvath Show?
It is. What's going on today?
I got a question for you. Hey, where did Bart and Chuck go?
Bart and Chuck, I think Bart should be halfway to the bar by now, or maybe Pato. He likes to play the slots, and Chuck is already getting that workout in. If you catch him on Facebook Live, you'll probably see him walking on the treadmill while his girlfriend does a dead sprint, yet Chuck will be sweatier than her, which I never quite understand how a guy walks on a treadmill and sweats like Patrick Ewing in 1993.
Yeah, I think you're doing a great job. I used to hear you on Friday post-game shows in, January.
One I did, yeah.
I heard you on a couple shows like a year ago. Then you disappeared for a month.
Yeah.
Nobody knew where you went. Mm. But what makes you think that you can take over? The 9:45, 10 o'clock is my favorite time to listen to Chuck and Bart. What makes you think you can take over this slot and keep my attention?
Well, you know, it's just I'm a man of the people. When I first got into this industry, I did what a lot of people don't do anymore, and I paid my dues. I went to small town Iowa. I worked for pretty much free for a little bit, and then I started to make some money, and then I came here. You know, a lot of people don't realize this. When I first took this job at the Fan, I was still living in Illinois. I wanted to work here so bad that I was commuting. I was in a car pretty much for 4.5, 5 hours a day for a 1 hour, 2 hour shift of
that's
a hockey game.
That's a hell of a commute. How long were in Illinois? Were you living in Carbondale?
Joliet, Illinois. It takes about 2.5, 3 hours when you're in traffic. So I just think I'm a man of the people. You know, I love this job. I love sports talk radio, and I love the city of Milwaukee.
I got one more question for you.
All right, hurry up. You're taking all my airtime.
Before I hang up and listen, enjoy the program.
What's up?
The biggest question I have about this show is Chuck's ego.
Yeah.
I know Chuck likes being on the air for 4 hours a day. He even does the own sports updates in his own show.
Right.
The only guy in all of America to do that.
Yes.
How are you going to be able to work in a room with Chuck when his ego is permeating through the tiny glass studio he secludes himself in because he doesn't want to hear Bart cough in the morning? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, and thanks for the phone call. You know, Chuck, actually, the ego, I think the good thing about the morning show, the morning show, you know, before 9:45, is that all three of us actually have huge egos. I'm not quite sure why I do yet, but I do a little bit, and I'm kind of tough to work with. And, you know, Bart, like all three of us, we have such big egos, and when we come in this room, like we're all just so self-centered that we don't even pay attention to the other person. So I've actually never even really realized that the other two have egos, if that makes any sense, because mine is so big that it clouds my own judgment.
Three personalities, three different agendas on how we want to do things.
414-799-1250, another topic for you guys. Officiating in the NBA. Last night, Damian Lillard comes out.
Looks like we have a caller, sir.
Says a lot of contact on that final play by Iggy Iguodala. I want to tell you guys, I was having this conversation with my grandfather, okay? He's a big basketball fan, but loves the college game. Says he doesn't watch the pro game anymore because of the way that it's officiated.
You're throwing three topics out in the first...
I have 15 minutes here, Chuck.
Okay,
just screen the calls, damn it. All right, let's get out to the phone lines, though. And he says anyway that they officiate the game totally different, that it's too physical. I completely, completely disagree. Let's go out to Sean and Racine once again, 414-799-1250. Sean, what's going on, buddy?
I got to say, this is the best time of my entire morning. Finally, I don't have to listen to Chuck and Winkler bickering, arguing, changing topics left and right. I get to hear you.
This guy just calling
him
crazy.
The man of the people.
Yes.
You are awesome. This needs to be a full-time, every single day thing. You're the one who actually knows exactly who I am every time I call in. You are awesome.
Sean, thank you. Hey, who's your X Factor tonight? Who needs to step up? Miritich, Brogdon, who you got?
Bledsoe. That Bledsoe. Boy needs to start driving through the lane, whether he's finishing at the rim or kicking it out. Stop with those three-pointers. It ain't working. Maybe he'll get it going in games 3 and 4, but tonight he needs to start tearing into them. Through the lane, passing it out. That's awesome.
Sean,
in four.
Thanks for the phone call, buddy. I only got about 3.5 minutes here, so one more topic. Yes, one more, Chuck, that I do want to get to. And you kind of mentioned this a little bit earlier today, Frames, but Steve Kerr comes out. He says the Kevin Durant injury is more serious than
we thought. I'm just intern Chuck today. So.
And not only does he say that the injury is more serious than we thought, he actually says that DeMarcus Cousins has a better shot or a quicker chance at coming back than Kevin Durant does. Here's what I think happens. Here's Horvat's hot take of the day, sponsored by, I don't really know yet because I don't have any, 414-799-1250. You also got a couple minutes to get in. Here's my hot take of the day. Kevin Durant's injury is way more serious. But here's the thing. Kevin Durant is going to be a free agent here in a month, in a few short months. A lot of rumors. He's going to be a Knick. He's going to play with Kyrie. Is he going to go to Los Angeles? Where's Kevin Durant going to go? I think the injury was more serious. His people went into the locker room, went into the X-ray room, and said immediately, do not say anything. There's a lot of money Kevin Durant's going to make this offseason. Do not say anything. So they came up with a strained calf. I'm not buying it. I think the injury is more serious, and I don't think we see Kevin Durant even in the NBA Finals. 414-799-1250. Bart, what do we got as far as the tweets coming in?
Tweets coming in to 105.7 FM, the fan, on Twitter. This one's from Joel. He says, I don't like the 945 to 10 guy. Please don't do this again ever. I don't care if he's a man of the people. This is not good. This one from Santo. This is simply the best show that's ever been on the station. Ryan Horvath is an absolute beast on the microphone. Again, you guys can continue to chime in at 105.7 FM. The fan, thank you for the airtime.
I think it's a variety of topics, man. Not just one boring Bucks topic we do for 4 hours during the playoffs.
Santo, thanks for the call. Joel, I hope something bad happens to you. Nothing too bad, just like maybe you eat the wrong slice of pizza and you spend the whole night in the bathroom. Let's get out one more phone call before we got to get out of here for a feel-good Friday. Let's go over to George on the north side. George, what's happening, brother?
Hi, George.
I really like this new show. We got to get this thing on the air all the time. I really like it. Ryan, you're just really good. I really like your show, and whatever gets Chuck and Bart out there, you know?
George, who's your X Factor tonight for the Bucks? Who needs to step up?
I like Pau Gasol tonight.
Ooh, Gasol. Yeah, you know what? Actually, I saw a highlight of him picking up that stat sheet, looking at it, and then putting it back down the other night. So I'm with
you
on
that. He's a coach on the bench.
Hey, what's wrong with Chuck and Bart?
Just not talented.
Just not very good.
All right, thanks for the phone call. We got one more quick thing to get to. I don't know if anybody saw this. Hours after the NFL announced Arizona Cardinals cornerback Patrick Peterson's 6-game suspension for violating the league's performance-enhancing substance policy, the 8-time Pro Bowler stood on the red carpet at his foundation's annual fundraiser. He apologized, said he's disappointed, and he's definitely sorry for the news that broke out. So sorry to see, because I think Patrick Peterson's a great guy, great player on the field. Man, the phone calls just continue to roll in, 414-799-1250. Santo, what's up? We got about 1 minute for you, buddy.
Hey, I have a real good question for you.
What's up, dude?
What's your favorite Bradley Center moment?
My favorite Bradley Center moment, actually, the first game that Chuck Freeman, he works here until 9:45 a.m., 6 to 9:45, Chuck and Winkler, catch him Monday through Friday, also on the radio.com app. He allowed me to cover my first game. I was like, you know what, Frames? I want to be the Marquette insider. Because I didn't really have a role at the station at the time. And I was like, nobody cares about Marquette basketball. Maybe I could get in being a reporter for them. First night, I'm like, okay, I got a game on Saturday. It's pretty early. It was a noon start. I went out drinking with some buddies who came into town to visit. So yeah, hell of a reporter I was. Hungover, first day on the job.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite Bradley Center moment? At Marquette games, they serve brunch to the media before the game. There was eggs. There was bacon, extra crispy, just the way I like it. There was pancakes. Hangover. Gone in 15 minutes. Marquette wins. Great Bradley Center moment. Also, man, when Bart's grandma went to a game and they won. That'll do it for the Ryan Horvath Show.
I'm disappointed, man. You come up with topics for us, and you came up with better topics for your show than you do for us.
Catch me on Monday.
Who's the X Factor tonight?
9:45 a.m. I'd like to thank my producer.
We needed that one.
Bart Winkler. The man in the back, Chuck Freeman, screening the phone calls.
Intern Chuck.
Everybody out there, stay healthy, stay safe this weekend. And remember, if Horvath wouldn't do it, you probably shouldn't either. Stay away from the parlays, kids.
Stay away from those parlays. That's the best advice you've ever given.
Just got some news. The Ryan Horvath Show has been canceled.
Damn it.
Some more news. Show has Chuck and Winkler. So we're all out of jobs.
Because it was our idea.
Now it's Frank's idea on Twitter.
Cutting Edge Outdoors, Monday through Friday, baby. Uh-huh.
Chuck and Winkler, we'll be back at 6. Bill Michaels up next. Go Bucks. Bucks in 4. How about it? Here on the...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.